Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station for the Inner Life at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is the Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to the Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every weekday to help you know you are not alone on your journey of faith. Great to have all of you with us today. Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for joining us on this Monday of the first week of Ordinary Time, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Ordinary Time, what does that mean on the church calendar? Today is called Monday of the first week in Ordinary Time. The Christmas season is over. It ended yesterday as we celebrated the baptism of the Lord. 37 days from today, we begin the season of Lent and begin our journey to Easter. So we are now in Ordinary Time, but what does that mean? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Here to help us on the journey. Back with us once again, one of our regular contributors, our spiritual director today, Father Jim Kubicki. Father Jim is a Jesuit priest and director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. You, of course, can hear his prayer reflections throughout the day all across the Relevant Radio Network. Father Jim Kubicki, welcome back. Great to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm glad to be on the program, too. And Nick was telling me before we got started, our producer, he was saying that we've never really talked on the Inner Life show about Ordinary Time. So maybe it'll be a great topic for people who don't understand what does that mean, why do we call it Ordinary Time, and you know, what's ordinary about God's time that he gives us. So we'll have, I think, a great conversation and hopefully some input from our listeners.
And as we do every day, we will open up our phone lines, inviting you in our listening audience to join us. We hope some of you will say yes to the invitation and join in the conversation. But Father Jim Kubicki, get us started, and I guess maybe Ordinary Time. What are we talking about, and why do we call it Ordinary Time?
Well, actually, I'll be honest, Chuck. I think it's a bad translation. It actually comes from the Latin word ordo, which means time, or basically it means numbered, numbers. And so basically what it's saying is this is numbered time. And back in the 1960s and 70s, we had a reform of the liturgical calendar. And what we used to have during this current time is we'd have Sundays after Epiphany and weeks after Epiphany. And then we would have a thing called quinquagesima time and quadragesima time. And these were the weeks before Lent. And then after Pentecost, we would have the Sundays and weeks after Pentecost. Well, when the calendar was changed and transformed, those were dropped, and instead we were given what is called numbered time or ordered time. Unfortunately, as I said, Chuck, the translation comes out as ordinary time, as though Christmas and Easter and Lent and Advent are extraordinary time, and this is just plain old ordinary, same old time. And that's not the intent at all. It was meant to be, well, this is the first Sunday of ordered time, and then we'll have the second Sunday and such. And then after Lent, we'll pick up with the 8th or 9th or 10th Sunday of ordered time, all the way up to Advent. So it basically means numbered time. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people get the idea, again, that, well, in contrast to the seasons like Advent or Lent or Christmas or Easter, this is just, you know, kind of the same old time. There's nothing special about it. And that's where I think our conversation is so important today, because we shouldn't look at any of our days or any of our time as just plain old ordinary. Every day that God gives us is precious, and so we shouldn't think of it as just an ordinary day.
Yeah, and then explain this a bit further, because I think maybe I don't completely understand it. But I do know that before Advent, we are in the 34th week of ordinary time. And then it's a broadcasting term. We back time. And then depending on Easter and Pentecost and everything, we do pick up, as you mentioned, with 8 or 9 or 10, the 10th week in ordinary time. But we do end with the 34th week in ordinary time, right?
Right. Right. And because, you know, I'm sure we've talked about this, our listeners know that the church calendar, the liturgical calendar, begins with Advent. And so we have the season of Advent, the season of Christmas and Epiphany, and then we pick up now in January with this numbered time or ordered time, the first week of ordinary time, which starts today.
Yeah. So let's open up our phone lines, in fact, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. It's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But ordinary time, and now that we have started ordinary time, are you thinking about how to make this time maybe not so ordinary in your faith journey? And as we end Christmas and you look ahead, what do you expect your biggest challenge will be in living out your faith in the year 2021? And maybe this is a time to recommit to that and to look ahead and really make this an opportunity to grow in your faith. But again, toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father Jim Kubicki, I guess maybe the question is, what do we do? Well, let me ask you this first, because we talk about ordinary time, and Christmas is over, New Year's is over, we're moving on and into the beginning of 2021, all those New Year's resolutions, we have probably pushed them aside. We're not doing much with those. Maybe not, but we could be. But is there some natural tendency to maybe let down after living through really a different, crazy, chaotic 2020? Christmas is over, and the new year might be not looking so bright. So is there a natural letdown because of everything that's going on right now?
Oh, I think so, very much so. You know, given the turbulence in our country and given the continuing threat of COVID and given the time of year, you know, for many of us, especially here in the northern part of the country, it can feel like, okay, winter, it was nice, you know, December, white Christmas, but now I'm getting a little tired of cold and snow. And so we can, and it's darker, you know. Now the sun is staying out longer, but it's still pretty dark. And so I know some people find this to be, especially as we move into February, kind of a difficult time. And and without the particular celebrations, as you noted, Chuck, of Christmas and what follows, and coming up on Lent, there can be kind of a letdown and just, you know, feeling not depressed, but just not all excited about our, let's say, faith or liturgical life or our everyday life. And that's where I think, you know, one thing that I really recommend, and this is something that I became very, let's say, engaged in when I was director of the Apostleship of Prayer, is to see every day as kairos. Now, what do I mean? The Greeks had two words for time. One was chronos, and that's where we get the word chronological from. And that's just basically day in and day out, you know. Just, and kairos was the sense of a privileged moment, a graced moment, God breaking into our lives, being present to us. And during ordinary time, we can feel much more like, oh, this is chronos. You know, we're just going along one day at a time. And we don't expect much because the liturgical season is ordinary or ordered time. And what I think we need to do is to see that every day is kairos. Every day is a gift from God, and it's a grace that God gives us, this gift. And God is present to us in our daily lives, whether It's Lent or Advent or Easter or Christmas or this ordinary time. And that's where in the Apostleship of Prayer, I always recommend it, and if our listeners haven't made this a New Year's resolution, or if they haven't made this a habit in their prayer lives, I recommend beginning the day with a daily offering prayer, receiving the day as a gift from God, saying, "Thank you, Lord, that I have this day to live and to love you by serving you," and to offer that day to God. And then at the end of the day, I know we've talked at different times about the Ignatian examen, which is more than examination of conscience. It's really looking back on the day and saying, you know, where was God present in my day, blessing me or challenging me perhaps? And how did I respond to God's challenges? And if we do that, if we bookend our day with a beginning prayer, offering the day to God, and then looking back at the day we offered God, we will be much more conscious during the day of kairos, that each moment of time is a gift from God, and that God is present in that moment of time, leading us, caring for us, perhaps challenging us, perhaps blessing us in ways that we're very grateful and happy for. So I think that kind of approach leads us from that chronos, or ordinary sense of time, to kairos, that sense of God's presence in time and his blessing us at each moment of time.
Yeah, it's really interesting as you talk about this, just the whole idea of a new year and ordinary time and everything. I found myself kind of hopeful that it's getting light a little bit earlier. Not much, but there's some hope in me that the days are getting longer now, which is a good thing. The other thing I know that I've been concentrating on really for probably the last couple of months, and you brought up the daily offering, which, Father Jim Kubicki, it was your prompting that really motivated me and inspired me to start saying that every morning, and the examine as well. But I just find myself concentrating on, I don't want to just say the words. I really want to pray them, and I really want to mean them. And so that, for me, is something that I'm trying to do a lot more of and be better at it. But that's kind of one of the things that I'm looking forward to in this ordinary time, to maybe be a better prayer, if I can be that.
Wow, that's a good point, Chuck. And I think, you know, because it is more than a reciter, more than just saying the prayer, it's a praying the prayer. And I think with the traditional formula of the morning offering, which was that we offer God all our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of the day ahead. And I think it's good when we pray that prayer to just pause for a moment and think, you know, what are the prayers I'm going to offer God today? Am I going to be able to go to Mass? When will I say my rosary? That kind of thing. What are the joys that I'm anticipating in this day? What are the sufferings or the challenges that I anticipate? And to ask God to join that cross or that suffering to his. What is the work that I'm going to do this day? And to just briefly think of it for a moment and ask God to be part of those prayers, works, joys, and sufferings. And again, in that way, we kind of move from this sense of, well, my day is going to be just an ordinary day, or there's not much really all that important about my day. To God, it is important. He gave us the gift of time, and when we offer him our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings, we're offering him ourself and the gift that he's given us. And that's where I'd be interested in hearing if any of our listeners, you know, have made a practice of praying the daily offering. And, you know, how do they pray it better, or what has that meant to them, and how has it helped them to see the time of their lives and each day as a graced moment rather than just something to be endured and gotten through, or the chronos sense?
Father Jim Kubicki is our spiritual director, and let's ask that question to you and our listening audience. Have you made a practice of praying the daily offering, and is it more than just going through the motions? And again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. And I think we'll probably get today into just the year ahead, and as you look forward into 2021, what are you thinking about doing that maybe won't be so ordinary as we begin begin this time of ordinary time. Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Father Jim, as I listen to you, the word that's coming to me is intentionality. Do we really need to just have this air of intentionality to look at our life and our prayer life and everything that's going on, swirling around us, the turbulence, to use the word you used a little bit earlier, but to recognize God in it and be intentional about how we're going to live out our faith?
That's a good word, Chuck. And, you know, every priest, when he celebrates Mass, has a particular intention for which he is offering that Mass. And I always encourage people, everybody, all the faithful in the pews, even if we're watching Mass on television, to make that prayer intention, to say, I'm offering this time of prayer for such and such person or situation, to really be aware of prayer intentions. And in that way, it does help us, as you said, Chuck, to live with greater intentionality, that we realize, you know, every moment of my life can be made an offering to God. And, you know, Mother Teresa, she so often said, you know, what makes our lives something beautiful for God is not that we do something great and important that many people notice, but if we do everything that we do as an act of love for God, that's the intention. You know, and we say, Lord, I want to do this as an act of love for you. And the reason I'm doing this difficult thing is I'm offering it to you because I have to do it, but I offer it to you as an act of love. I don't want to just endure this, but I want, through this act that I'm doing, this work, whatever it may be, I'm making this an act of love for you. And that's the intentionality that you're speaking of, Chuck.
We are talking today about ordinary time, and now that we have started ordinary time, Christmas is over, are you thinking perhaps about how to make this time in your life, your faith, maybe not so ordinary? As we end Christmas and you look ahead, what do you expect your biggest challenge will be in living out your faith this year of 2021? Father Jim Kubicki is our spiritual director. If you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.